everybody. Today is June 14th, 2022, at 7 p.m. This meeting of the Hingham Select Board is called to order. First item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance. I'd ask everybody to stand and please face the flag of our nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Liz, ready to proceed?
Yes.
Joe, ready to proceed?
I am.
All right, with that, I'd take a motion.
I'll move to approve the minutes dated June 7, 2022.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is to consider approval of a special one-day wine and malt beverages license to Brian Donovan on behalf of Galley Kitchen and Bar for Bear Cove Park's 50th anniversary celebration to be held on Sunday, June 19th, 2022 from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And I think we have Claudia and Ray here.
Yeah. It's actually 3 p.m., sir.
Oh, it's 3 p.m. Okay, the agenda says 4 p.m. So thanks for coming tonight, Claudia. Ray, if you want to come up and if you could come up to the microphone and...
Well, Ray O'Neill's on our committee.
Great, Ray, well, come on up. Thanks for coming,
that's
Ray.
Word for pass the buck.
And Ray, if you could just identify yourself by saying your name and your address and
sure.
Tell us a little about the event.
Sure. So I'm Ray O'Neill, 24 Clifford Court, Ingham, Mass. And, you know, we've had more traffic in the department in the last couple of years due to COVID, but we also know we're not maximizing it. So we talked about kind of an open house and we realized it's the 50th anniversary of the park. So we've got several elements. We're going to, with permission, we'll have a beer garden. And the good news is the rowing club left their fence up, so we can use that as a contained area. So that'll be step one. We'll have a food truck. What did I say? The name escapes me.
Wanderlust,
thank you. So, and then we're going to have crafts for the kids as well as face paint. And that'll be, so the food truck will be to the left of the rowing area. Crafts and games will be to the right of the rowing area. And then to the far left is what we call the cove or is the word for it?
Road.
We're going to have a band. So that's a nice shaded area. You can
put up a chair or a towel to relax.
Well, it sounds like a great event.
We're looking forward to it.
Do you want to add anything to Ray's presentation at all?
No, I think that's great.
Yeah,
we are excited to celebrate.
If you want to tell us, come up. I'm sorry, you can bring up the mic and just so people at home can see you, just state your name and address. We know who you are, but just state your name and address for the record.
Sure. Claudia Eaton,
thank you,
19
Claudia.
Ocean View Drive. We are very excited to celebrate the 50th anniversary, to go from a Hingham ammunition depot to a park and to, you know, a nature preserve as well as a recreational area. It's very exciting. And so we're looking forward to doing the event, and we'll be marketing it once you approve it.
We're actually already marketing it with the beer park pending. But we've already had 300 people on Facebook expressing interest, and it's on Instagram, which I don't do, so I don't know how many we got there. And so I think it'll be pretty well attended. And so far, the weather looks good.
I was one of those 300.
Thank you.
All right. But before we, if you don't mind kind of staying right there, but I'm going to call Chief Jones up real quick. As we do with all events related alcohol, we do have the police department just weigh in and make sure the application has been reviewed and make sure the department's okay with moving forward.
Okay.
So, good evening, Chief. Good to see you.
Good evening. Nice to see you.
All right.
So I have reviewed this application. Like they stated, it is a enclosed area that they're proposed to have the beer garden in. All the certifications are in order, and I have no issues at all with the permit.
Excellent. Thank you, Chief.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm just going to turn it over to my colleagues, see if they have any questions. So this evening, we'll start with Joe.
Good evening.
I just want to clarify the hours. The application says 11 to 4. Do you want to change it to 11:03 or leave it at 11 to 4?
No, we plan for 11:03.
Okay, so we can make that change on the fly, no problem. And there is no rain date associated with this?
There's not.
Okay. I mean, I've reviewed it. I think this is a wonderful application. I fully support it. So thank you.
Thank you.
I've reviewed it as well. Did want to confirm the time frame, but it sounds like a wonderful event. Thank you for doing a 50th celebration. And I know the galley's excellent, so I'm sure you'll be in good hands. No questions.
Anybody, any members of the public have any questions or concerns? Okay, excellent. With that, then I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the request for a special one-day wine and malt beverages license to Brian Donovan on behalf of the Galley Kitchen and Bar for Bear Cove Park's 50th anniversary celebration to be held on Sunday, June 19th, 2022, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Excellent.
All right.
Thank you.
Ray and Claudia,
luck.
Thanks for all you guys do for the park. Really appreciate it, and looking forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Perfect.
All right. See you then. All right, next item on the agenda is to sign the collective bargaining agreement with the Hingham Police Patrolmen's Association. So, you know, we do have the chief here. Tom, are you gonna
sure.
run point on this one, and maybe the chief can add anything he likes. But chief, come on up and join us for the next two items if you'd like. But Tom, why don't you kind of walk us through where we are, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Sure. If you remember, we did this a little while ago, back in December. We had approved the MOUs when the negotiations with the police department union were completed. All this is a ministerial effort to incorporate the MOU that you approved back into the CBA. So that going into the next round, we're all working off of one document. I've been in a town once where that didn't occur, and you end up negotiating off of like this MOU, which is based off of that MOU, and the CBA is 9 levels below, and it's very difficult to tell you what governs and what doesn't. So this is an excellent practice. It gets the MOUs incorporated directly into the CBA where they belong, and all it's doing is confirming what you've already approved. The unions have been given the draft copies of the CBAs. They've approved them, and that's what we're putting before you to approve that effort.
My only question is just a process question. Is the personnel board responsible for updating the CBA, or who actually does that?
They did it with Lisa Campbell from Human Resources.
Okay, great. And yes, I know there are no additional changes, right. And this is what we voted on in December.
I'm sorry, Chief, do you want to add any, my apologies, Chief, do you want to add anything to that?
No, I just wanted to pass my thanks along to the personnel board, the town administrator's office, and the select board for your hard work and dedication on getting this contract signed. And I know that both the members of the patrol union and superior officer union really appreciate the effort that everyone put forward. As you already know, but the men and women of the police department in Hingham are some of the most dedicated and professional officers out there.
Thank you, Chief. Joe, do you have any questions?
I can get this mask. Yes. So this, I'm assuming that this has been reviewed by council, and they've confirmed that what is in this document is consistent with what we've previously voted on.
I know the personnel board and Lisa Campbell reviewed it.
I don't know that it went to Kevin. We hadn't traditionally done that. We can, if that's what you'd like.
I'm looking to avoid unintended consequences. I just want to make sure. So I've got no problem with the vote, but I would recommend that we have it reviewed by council just to make sure that it's fully consistent. And if it is not, it should be brought back to this
absolutely.
To this board.
Can do.
Just one question. There is the body-worn camera policy that is in here. And it says it's effective upon implementation by the town of Hingham. Where are we in terms of implementation of that?
So right now we have two body-worn cameras out on a trial basis, demo from the company that we have our cruiser cameras through. We've applied for the Bureau of Justice grant that's out there right now, and we're anticipating a second grant to be put out by the state to fund the body camera program. If we don't get either of those, then we have money in capital for the purchase of the body cameras. We'll be doing that in the near future.
And what is the timing associated with signing this? So, for example, if we made our vote effective following review by council, would that disturb any timelines, deadlines that are associated with this activity?
So they're receiving this benefit now. because any of them could be assigned the two that we have.
Sure.
And as soon as this grant is
No, I meant the signing the document.
No, I know. But okay. As soon as we get the grant, then right. We're going to buy them all. Going to be distributed. Right. So they're already receiving the benefit.
Sure.
So there's no harm in signing it now or when you want to, frankly.
So I mean,
you've already signed the MOU.
I know. So I just want to make sure again that the document that we're signing is consistent and they're not unintended consequences of incorporating the MOU into this larger document.
Yeah, that's what I'll run by, Kevin. I believe it's been done consistently.
So I guess the better way to do the motion, let's just think about it. If we consider signing the collective bargaining agreement effective as of July 1, pending, I'm trying to think about the best way to do this.
Why don't we just hold them over to next week? I mean, I guess my concern would be a vote and then trying to craft language,
yep.
Like delay on the implementation.
Yeah,
okay. I mean, we can put them over. Why don't we do this? Why don't we take discussion on the next one as well without a vote? And then next week, we're going to come back in before we move to our executive, and we can just vote these next week.
Okay.
Want to do that?
It's fully in force and effect, so this
timing
really doesn't matter.
Yeah. Is that all right? Chief, does that work for you?
Definitely.
Yeah. Just as long as there's no message that the board is opposed to this, we just want to make sure we've buttoned it up from a legal perspective.
Yeah, no, they're operating under that policy that's in the body worn cameras and then for the
camera. Okay.
And then we'll do that going forward. Whenever we have these MOUs incorporated back in the CBAs, we'll run them through a legal thing.
Great. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll hold that item order. We can vote it next week. Is a week enough time, Tom, to
yeah.
Kevin to feel? I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay. I would think so.
Okay. All right. So we'll delay the vote on item number 5. Moving to item 6 for discussion purposes only. To sign the collective bargaining agreement with the Hingham Police Superiors Officers Union. MCOP Local 505. Tom, do you want just to talk where we are with that issue?
Yeah, that's
as well?
The exact
same thing.
Issue.
So is it the same MOUs?
Literally.
Same exact issues. Process. Got it. Chief, anything to add there?
No.
Nothing. All right. Any questions at all? Just
no, this is. I've looked at it. Looked consistent with what we previously voted, but just make sure.
Okay. I just have one question about the cameras. I think there was language about establishing a committee, like a study mm-hmm. committee or evaluation committee. Has that committee been formed?
So the committee is, if there's any changes to the policy, so the unions both agreed to the policy as written, and the committee that will be established is for any changes moving forward. So if there's a body worn camera committee working with the post commission right now. So if they recommend changes and there's changes made on our end that we have to make, that would go before that committee, which includes members from both the patrol unit and the security officers.
Been identified already?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No,
okay.
The union will appoint when the time comes.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Chief. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Yeah. Have a great rest of the night. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate your time tonight. Thank you. All right. Next item on the agenda is to proclaim June 19th, 2022 as Juneteenth Independence Day in the town of Hingham. And we do have a proclamation we are going to read into the record tonight. And does everybody have a copy of it in front of them? I think we do.
Yes.
And so why don't we start? Joe, if you don't mind starting us off.
I will start with the town of Hingham, Massachusetts proclamation. Whereas on June 19th, 1865, 2.5 years after President Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, Union soldiers, led by Major General Gordon Granger, landed at Galveston, Texas, with news that the Civil War had ended and that enslaved people were now free. And whereas Major General Granger announced to the residents of Texas, quote, "The people of Texas are informed that, in accordance with a proclamation from the Executive of the United States, all slaves are free. This involves an absolute equality of personal rights and rights of property between former masters and slaves, and the connection heretofore existing between them becomes that between employer and hired labor. And whereas the first Juneteenth celebration was held in Texas in 1866, since then, Juneteenth has been celebrated in communities across the United States, providing an opportunity to mark the emancipation of enslaved people. And
whereas June 19th is now designated in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts as a state holiday, and whereas on this day, in hundreds of communities across the country, people of all races, nationalities, and religions join hands to acknowledge the painful history and lasting systematic impact of slavery and racial injustice in the United States. Juneteenth is an opportunity to recommit ourselves to the goal of creating a more equal and just society, an effort that continues today.
Now, therefore, we, William C. Ramsey, Elizabeth F. Klein, and Joseph M. Fisher, Select Board of Hingham, do hereby proclaim June 19th, 2022 to be Juneteenth Independence Day. And we urge each citizen to take cognizance of this event and participate fittingly in its observance. Signed this 14th day of June 2022, William C. Ramsey, Elizabeth F. Klein, and Joseph M. Fisher.
So I'd like to move to proclaim June 19th, 2022 as Juneteenth Independence Day in the town of Hingham.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Next item on the agenda are appointments. There are no appointments this evening that I know of. I'm going to waive public comment this evening. There's no one is here to participate in public comment. So with that, we'll move to Town Administrator Select Board Report. So why don't we start with Art?
Nothing to add this evening.
Okay, thank you, Art. Michelle?
Nothing for me either. Thank you.
Tom?
Yes, thank you. So I have the sad responsibility to inform the town that our former longtime executive health officer in the town of Hingham, Bruce Capman, was here for some 30-ish years and retired in 2017. And Bruce unfortunately passed away in this last couple of days. And Bruce was, anyone who knew him, Bruce was a gentleman. He was professional, he was dignified. He brought his best self to work every day. I enjoyed working with him. Had the pleasure of working with Bruce for a couple of years before his retirement, and we all missed him when he left, and I understand he had a happy retirement, however unfortunately brief. So I will be attending on behalf of the services at Worcester on behalf of the community, but I wanted to pass that along.
Wonderful guy. Yeah, thank you for letting us know, Tom. Very sad. Select Board Reports. Liz, you want to start tonight?
Nothing really to report. We do have a busy weekend. There's a Juneteenth celebration on Saturday. Everyone is welcome, open to the public, a free event at the Bathing Beach. And happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Joe?
So June 19th is my daughter's wedding day. So I'll be celebrating this weekend out of state. And happy Father's Day to all.
Just wanted to add, in addition to what's been stated already, we are starting our talent bank interviews next week. So looking forward to seeing so many great residents of the town coming in and interviewing for so many great openings we have. In addition to the Juneteenth celebration on Saturday, also it's Senior Chief Keith German's retirement party celebration here at Town Hall at 3 o'clock. And I also want to congratulate Joe and his family on your daughter's wedding. So, excellent.
So, before you adjourn, if I just jump back in.
Of course, go ahead.
I was remiss in mentioning. So it's been a tough week here at Town Hall. So I just announced the passing of Bruce Capman. Our DPW team also recently lost a member of its team, a gentleman named John McDonald, who worked for a long time in the sewer department. John passed away after a battle of cancer here in the last few days. And again, his services will be this weekend and we'll be attending, representing the town. It's tough when you lose an active member of your team. He's missed a lot greatly by his colleagues over at the DPW. it sounds like there's going to be hopefully an en masse participation at the event from the DPW, which is certainly appropriate. So anyway, it's been a tough week at Town Hall.
Thank you, Tom. All right, with that, then, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.